We are learning some of the laws that have to do with Bidikat Hametz. Maran discusses these laws starting in Siman Taf Lamid Aleph. Kolbo brings down that there is a custom to hide pieces around the house before the Bidikat. The Mishnah Berurah points out that these pieces that you're hiding should be what he calls hard Hametz, which means Hametz that does not cause crumbs. For a couple of reasons. Number one, you don't want to now start putting Hametz all over the house and now putting Pirurin, which is counterproductive to the whole purpose. You're trying to find Hametz and you're putting Hametz all over the house. And secondly, it's out of the Shalom Bayit. The wife cleaned the house for so many weeks before Pesach. Now for to see you go putting crumbs all over the house, that could be very, very disruptive to the Shalom Bayit. And therefore, he says to put them. Now the question is, well, why do you have to put these pieces? So some theorize and say, because if you don't put pieces, you might not find anything. And if you don't find anything, you made a beracha, the batala. However, the Kolbo, as well the Bet Yosef, they reject this, and they say no. There's no mitzvah to find anything. Which means, the mitzvah is, if I find, I'm going to make bitul. But there's no mitzvah to per se find. And furthermore, for sure the next day, you're going to burn something. You ate dinner the night before. There's always going to be some type of leftovers of your food that you had the night before. And therefore, there is no problem of not finding something. But why do we hide the pieces? Minhag. And the Arizal subscribed to this minhag. And he said, not only should you hide pieces, but he gave the number 10, that it should be 10 pieces. And that is the minhag Yisrael that we follow.
Some different equipment that you need for Bidikat Hametz. According to the Halakha, again this is from Shulchan Aruch, based on the opinion of Acham Ovadia, you also need a candle to make the bidika. Now today that our homes are flammable, Chas v'Shalom, so there is room to be lenient to use a flashlight to make bidikat hametz. Some of the rabbis advise that one should start with a candle, and then after he does a couple of spots with the candle, he can let the candle go out and then continue with the flashlight in order to get the best of both worlds, to follow the strict halakha of a candle, but to benefit from the advantages of a flashlight that you're able to go through much more thoroughly. Also, the custom of closing the lights before Bidikat Hametz is not necessary. Hacham Avadia writes clearly, if you're looking for something, you don't shut the lights, you open the lights. The flashlight's benefit is, or the candle's benefit is, for under the table, for in the closets, for in the corners, where the light does not shine brightly. So therefore, one can keep the lights open before he does the bidika. That would be advisable. The Ben Ish Chai writes that it's the custom also to walk around with a bowl, and to put salt in the bowl. It seems, he says, the salt wards off Ayin Hara and Satan and different bad spirits, and also it's a signal of endurity, it's a signal of life. Salt preserves things, and it's a beracha. So therefore, to sprinkle some salt in the bowl. We say always, if you have a house with, Baruch Hashem, we have children that are in our house, anything's possible. And therefore, a house that has children, every area of the house becomes a place that you have to check for hametz. That includes the coat closet for sure, that includes the pockets of the coats, that includes obviously the kitchen, the basement, that this includes all the places low where the kids are able to get in. One has to be very careful to check those spots. It's clear you don't have to check the spot where your hametz is being stored if you're selling it. If you designated a certain area in the house and you locked it off and you sealed it and you put all your hametz there, and that's the area you're selling, so it's obvious you don't have to check it. You know there's hametz there, but that's quarantined off. We're talking about the rest of the house. This includes the porch. This includes the backyard. This includes the automobiles. And therefore, Bidikat Hametz is not a 5-minute ritual in order to work up an appetite so you can go out for dinner and, before Pesach, the last Hametz meal. Bidikat Hametz is supposed to be a rigorous event, and it should take some time to check the house properly. The minhag was not to put 10 pieces and then start playing hot and cold games with your children and just find the 10 pieces and then go out to eat again. The 10 pieces is a separate minhag. You're looking for the 10 plus everything else. And therefore, one should keep the custom of Klal Yisrael to put small pieces, wrap them in a paper so they don't get the house dirty with crumbs, put them around the house in places where you know where they are. In the event where you found 9 out of 10, then Halakha says it's okay, you don't have to turn the house upside down. Since the piece is less than a kezayit, you will rely on the tool, the nullification, which you're going to do after, which we'll discuss. After a person makes the bidika, he takes the bread that he found, he puts it in a secure place, and he makes the kal hamira, which is written in the Sidurim. The custom is to make the kal hamira 3 times, following the text in the Sidurim, which what it's doing is, it's saying that all the hametz that you didn't find, let it be nullified, let it be hefker, let it be odorless, I want to have nothing to do with it. You're nullifying in the evening the stuff that you didn't find. The stuff that you found, you're not nullifying it yet, because you want to burn it the next day. You want to burn your chametz. You don't want to burn chametz that's ownerless. So therefore, at night, you make the kalhamira on the bread that you did not see.